Hi, I'm Connie Newman, and welcome to Coffee and Conversation with Connie and Company. Today, we're welcoming Samantha Rodick from the Transportation Options Network for Seniors. Here's CJNU's Chris Tuffer in conversation with Samantha.
Thank you, Connie. Today, we're talking about volunteer driving program.
Although we always talk about the importance of transportation services in general, people often forget the value of having door-through-door services, which is what volunteer driving programs provide. We have many great programs within our cities, but of course, like any volunteer service, we need to engage people to become volunteer drivers within our city because it is an essential service that help people and give them that comfort to do things like groceries and to go to medical appointments, which is oftentimes where people are the most challenged when it comes to transportation services. And not only do these volunteer drivers kind of give them that friendship and that comfort of having a personal service, it just gives them the affordability of transportation services. And we know whether it's you're a not-for-profit or private, we really have to start thinking about creating more volunteer driving programs and good quality volunteer driving programs. So if people are interested in volunteer driving, we know many organizations value that volunteer engagement in their community. This is a huge need, and this is a huge piece that we have to look at as a city.
Excellent. Thank you, Samantha, for coming in today and talking about the volunteer driving program on CJNU.
That was Chris Tuffer chatting with Samantha from TUNS. Catch up with Coffee and Conversation, head to cjnu.ca. I'm Connie Newman. Remember, the elections are coming. Ask your candidate what they are going to do to support older Manitobans in aging well.